Okay. You might say, if, let's assume, yesterday I rode a horse, let's say, and I got on, and I, before I was on 5 minutes, I...
Fell off.
The horse.
Yes. Horse threw me.
I'd probably just fall off.
Well, people do. Oh, my, that's a lot of fun.
They put something on the horse's feet.
Shoes.
And what part of the foot did they put it on? They put it on?
Right on the bottom.
Which would be on the horse's hoof.
A hoof.
Okay. So the horse has four...
Four feet.
Four hoofs.
And four hoofs and four shoes.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever make it play a game with these things?
With horseshoes? Oh, yes.
What do they call it?
Playing horseshoe. Mm-hmm. You have a stake, so far apart, so I should see if you can throw them the stake.
They don't call it quoits or quaits.
So. No, we never did. No. It was always horseshoe with us.
The male sheep is called the...
buck.
And the female, the...
sheep, I believe. That's right, you. Yes.
And they raise sheep, but they might raise sheep for the mutton, or they might raise it for the...
For the fleece, wool.
And the male hog is the...
boar.
And the female?
Well, I think that's gilt. Not the female. Cow.
The young female before she has the litter? Is that the gelt?
Yes. That's the gelt.
Mm-hmm. And general term for all of them, well, let's say first of all the young one, the baby.
Pigs. Mm-hmm.
And then a general
and
term.
And shoats. H-O-A-T.
General term for all of them, young and old, male and female.
Hogs.
And the male have these long
tusks.
And they have on the back of their neck stiff hair.
Bristles.
And they used to pour the...
they used to put rings in their nose too, mm-hmm. In their snouts, keep them from digging up the ground.
The you pour the slop into the...
trough.
So you might have, if you had more than one trough, you might have four troughs.
Yes.
Four
troughs, or, well, they were all this trough and that trough. They were troughs, you know. Usually made of two heavy bridge boards like that,
uh-huh.
And then an end on them. Mm-hmm. And that end was straight, and that's what they sat on, was on that end of the trough.
Okay, how would you describe the noise that the calf makes when a calf's being weaned?
Balls.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And when a cow's hungry, it starts to...
bawl and moo. Calf moo. Cow usually moos to the calf, you know.
To the calf.
Oh, yes.
And the horse at feeding?
Neighs.
Neighs?
Mm-hmm. Whinnies.
And the hen that's on the nest trying to hatch, you call the...
Setting.
Setting hen.
Setting hen.
And the place you keep the chickens overnight.
Hen house.
And the container you put them in to take them to market would be the...
coops.
And the bone that the children like to get.
Drumstick.
Or another one that they get.
Wishbone.
And do you have a term for all the edible insides of a pig or a calf?
Well, yes, you do.
What do you call it?
Well,